Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Nun Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're starting six lines down from the top of the page of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Rav Omar, Tzorich L'Chadesh Ba'Dover. When a person davens Musaf, it needs to be Mechadesh to add something to it. V'Shmuel Omar, Ein Tzorich L'Chadesh Ba'Dover. Shmuel says you don't have to Mechadesh anything. What is the Chiddush we're talking about? There's two main shittas over here in the Mefarshim. The Haredim brings the pshat that the idea is that it's not enough just to say that we have a musaf. But you need to be very specific. Which musaf are you talking about? And to say the psukim of the musaf. The chiddush that belongs to this specific musaf that you're davening. Others, including Reb Chaim, bring the Tosis shita that learns in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says he used to daven in Musaf, a regular Shmoneh Esrei of 18 brachas. That's what they used to do. So the Yerushalmi says, well, you want to daven Musaf, which is another 18 brachas, how will you differentiate Musaf from Shachris? The only way to differentiate it is by adding something for the fact that it's Musaf. Meaning you have to add the Korbanis to this davening. That's the Shita of Rav. And Shmuel says you don't have to. Just saying regular Shmoneh Esrei, that's good enough. Says the Gemara, Zeir boy kumi Rabbi Yosi. Reb Zera asked in front of Yosi, "Maro lechadesh ba'dover? Do you need to add something?" Omer le'afilu omer nasa lefaneches chaveseinu tmid yoyim v'kurban musaf yatsa. Even if you said a generic statement, "We'll do musaf, we'll do a korban," it's good enough. According to the Haredim, he answered, "You don't have to be mechadesh dover." According to the other explanation, he says, "You do have to be mechadesh, but the chiddush could be something minimal." A person davened, and then he comes and he sees the tzibur davening, and he wants to join the tzibur, he can come and daven again with the tzibur. Because the individual davening is not on the same level of a tzibur davening, and it's as if he didn't daven. They both were sitting down. Min de mitzalun osat tzloiso. As they already finished davening, came a new davening. The tzibur came to daven next to them. Come on, Rabbi Yaakov matzter. Rabbi Yaakov got up and davened again. Only Reb Zeir v'loik for tzalina. Didn't we daven already? Amrli matzli ano v'chazur matzli. I daven and daven again. Tamar shilu b'shem Rav mispalu motzo asur bnei odom mispalim moim. He davened. He saw 10 other people davening. He could daven with them. Rav Acho Rav Yoyin b'shem Zeir says the following. He daven shachis. He comes and sees the tzibur davening musaf. Mispali moim, he will join them for musaf. That's pashut. There's no chiddush over here. The chiddush is the next sentence. Lo nispal shachis. He didn't daven shachis. Ubo mitzom mitpalim shemusaf. And he sees the tzibur davening musaf. Im yudeahu shu matchil v'goymer ad shli atchil shliach tzibur kedei la'noisachar of omein. Meaning, if he has enough time to daven both Shachris and Musaf on his own, before the Shliach Tzibur will repeat the davening, and he will be able to say Amen on the Brach of Shliach Tzibur. I think we're going to explain in a moment which Brach we're talking about. Then the din is his power. Then he could daven, should daven his own davening, and then listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Fim Lav, if he doesn't have time to do that, Ali Spai should not daven his own davening, should wait for the Shliach Tzibur, say Amen, and only afterwards he should go daven his davening. Beize Omen, which Omen we're talking about? Train Amuroyim. This is what the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta. There's two Amuroyim. Chad Omer Ba'amen Shal Kel HaKodesh. You talk about Omen of HaKel HaKodesh. The Charon Omer Ba'amen Shal Shemei HaTfilo. You're referring to the Omen of the Broch of Shemei HaTfilo. Omer Pinchos V'loi Peligo Nizan HaMachlekes. Manda Omer Ba'amen Shal Kel HaKodesh B'Shabbos. Manda Omer Ba'amen Shal Shemei HaTfilo B'Choyim. When you're in Shabbos, you talk about a Kel HaKodesh because there's no Shemei HaTfilo. If it's the weekday, it's Shemei HaTfilo. And what's the difference? Meaning you have to say Amen on both, on a Kel HaKodesh or Shemei HaTfilo. So in Shabbos, once you said a Kel HaKodesh, then you could daven because you already said the Amen. In the weekday, if you could daven between a Kel HaKodesh and Shemei HaTfilo, good. But if not, don't start your davening until you get to Shemei HaTfilo. Now here we're talking about Musaf. If you talk about Musaf, how can you say there's an Omen of Shemei HaTfilo? Do you mention Shemei HaTfilo in Musaf? So this is a raya to the Tosis that the Yerushalmi, they used to daven the entire Shmoneh Esrei, they used to daven that day, they daven in Musaf as well. So on a weekday, they daven 18 brachas, and on Shabbos, they daven the 7 brachas of Shabbos. But as the Ritvaz brings over here, in the name of the Prei Moshe, you don't have to say that it's possible that this is only a quote from the Gemara earlier. We learned this earlier in the Masechta, and then we spoke about during the week. But by Musaf, it could be they did have a separate davening for Musaf like we have. Says the Gemara, Tama Taninon, it says over there, Gamliel Oimer Shlich Tzibur Moitzi Sarabin Yudei Chivoso. This is the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and we say there that Gamliel holds that a Shlich Tzibur can Moitzi everybody with davening. Ravuna Ruba the Tziporim Bishim Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha Keram Gamliel Be'elin Kioso. So Ravuna said that we paskin like Rav Gamliel in the Tkioso, meaning in the brachas of Rosh Hashanah. That's when we paskin like him that the Tzibur could be Yoitz of the Shlech Tzibur. But not during the year. During the year, everyone should daven on his own. Here we have also two explanations that were brought down in the Rishonim. Some say we're talking about the Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah in general. That we paskin like Rav Gamliel, that one can be Yoitz with the Shlech Tzibur in the Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is very long and very hard to remember on your own, especially those days that there was no Siddur. But the Rif learns that the Yerushalmi is referring to only the three additional brachas of Malkus, Zichronius, and Shefers that you have in Rosh Hashanah. These three, one can be Yoitze with a Shlech Tzibur, but not the entire davening. Even in Rosh Hashanah, he needs to be Yoitze, the Iker Tefillah on his own, and only these extra three, these what's called Kiyoso, that's what he can be Yoitze with a Shlech Tzibur. Says the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rav Zeiro, Rav Chizdo, Avu Yasin, Tamon, they were both sitting in Bavel, Be'elin Tkiyoso, when they heard the davening of the Tkiyoso of Rosh Hashanah. Min the Tzolun, also Tzloiso. After they davened on their own, came a Tefillah of the Tzibur. Kom Rav Chizdo, Matzah. So Chiz got up and davened. Only Rav Zeiro, Veloik Vatzalinen, didn't we daven already? So the way Rav Chaim explains it, it means we were already with a Tzibur that davened. So why are you again coming to be with a Tzibur? I'll daven again. It was with one tzibur, and be now with another tzibur. Tanakta my rovet tamon, because people went there to stroll. And the paskal and gamliel with these davenings was shoshana. I mean, even though we paskal and gamliel that I could be yoitze with the tzibur, but I didn't have kavana to be yoitze. If I would be mechaven, I would be yoitze. So I didn't mechaven in the first shlech tzibur, and therefore I'm going to join now the second davening to be yoitze, because I'm relying on the shlech tzibur to be moitze me. And the Haredi learns over here, based on the Rif, that what the point is that you cannot be yoitze with the shlech tzibur the entire davening, only the extra brachas of tkias. So that is what Rav Chizda is saying. Rav Chizda says, I already davened, even though I didn't have kavanah, but I already davened, so my davening I have. All I'm missing is the extra brachas of the chazan. Continues the Gemara and says, Omar Zeiro v'yeois. Zeiro says that it's the right thing that we pass king like Rav Gamliel. Why? Because kol tanoi tani b'shem Rav Gamliel. All tanoi mention that a chazan can be moitzi others only in the name of Rav Gamliel. For Rabbi Shaya tani lo b'shem chachomim. Rabbi Shaya says the name of chachomim, mean to say that's the halacha. We pass king Rav Gamliel in all the brachas. There's one condition, you want to be yoitz with the chazan, you have to be there from beginning to end. You can't just hear parts. Can you see from the Mishnah? Because it says, Seder brachos, Oymer avos, v'gvuros, v'gdushas Hashem. There's an order to the brachos. You say, avos, gvuros, v'gdushas Hashem. You can't just choose a bracha in the middle of davening. You need to have the entire Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end. Meaning you have to daven in order, and that's the Raya of the Gemara. And the Haredim brings that according to the Rif, the Pshat is, the Gemara says, that even though a person could be, needs to say the Iker davening on his own, and just the additional brachas he has to hear from the Chazan, but he has to do it in order. He has to daven together with the Chazan. He can't daven on his own and do the seven brachas and then come back and do the extra brachas by listening to the Chazan, because it has to be in a certain order, according from beginning to end, and only that way one could be Yoitze with the davening of the Shliach Tzibur. Hagdun Alach Tefillas HaShachar, with this we end the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, and with this we end Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Nun Beis.